Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live for the third and fourth hour today. And we are going to be taking your phone calls later. We have Tex Mars popping in the next hour to talk about all these news headlines. Voodoo in the White House. Just search engine that term and you can read the different stories about it. Another headline is witchcraft in the White House. We're going over this because the establishment is on a witch hunt against Christians. They admit all over the country, they CPS homeschoolers, Christian families, children, the neighbors are on a witch hunt. I'm not on a witch hunt against the real witches. I just want to point out that most of the world leaders we've researched on record are into the occult. Just search engine, Sherry Blair, witch. Tony Blair is possessed by a spirit every morning, he believes, and flops around on the ground. That's mainstream British news. He admits it. He is so overtaken with the spirit of the light, as he calls it, Lucifer, the light bearer, that I can't make this stuff up. We're going to show you some of those articles later. And then meanwhile, you got Obama's wife's mommy doing the Santeria, the chickens, you know, running around, chickens with their heads cut off. This is all part of the new freedom. And when they said change, they meant it. But actually, this isn't really change, is it? Because we're going to cover that next hour. The occult is the norm in circles of power, not the exception. So that is coming up today. I want to spend a few segments now getting into the fact that we are going into revolution. The signs, the evidence is now overwhelming and even blowing me away how fast, how real, how huge it is. But that also confirms to me that the establishment is going to counterstrike and is going to try to stage some crises. And then we'll take your phone calls, Dave, Brad, many others holding. The toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. But I wanted to go over all the articles we have, and this is without looking. This is just like I said on the Sunday show, in the last few days, hundreds and hundreds of articles are out there, and we've printed 20, 30, I didn't count, big stacks of these. AP, AFP, German newspapers, British newspapers, London Telegraph, Sunday Mail, Financial Times of London, Moscow Times, Tokyo newspapers, about how the flu shot is killing people. The flu shot trials in the United States, mainly in Texas, are killing people, and the federal government is saying, keep this secret, don't let the public know about it. Now, there's so many different angles to that. Not just that it's killing people, but that they would keep it quiet, and that every other time they do this, it kills a bunch of people, and that they're clearly testing a soft kill operation, saying, we'll be bold. We'll just give people shots out in the open that kill them and maim them and hurt them. I mean, they've already brain damaged millions of children. Always at 18 months, the child gets the third round of shots. They're running around giggling, talking, laughing. Then they sit in the corner. I mean, I'm sad. It's very sad for the rest of their lives. Just ooh, ooh, from the brain damage, because the brain swells with the adjuvants and other things that are in it, not just the mercury. And that's your chemical lobotomy. Now, most people are only meant to be brain damaged by this so that you're not so you're kind of a drone. It's kind of like the movie Black Hole, where they're lobotomizing people to, you know, serve, you know, the crazy scientist. Well, that's really what they're doing here. And 30 years ago, you didn't see any autistic children. Now, some high schools, a third of them are, whole wings, and they're just, the operation's going well. Now they're going to soft kill you with autoimmune disease and other things, and people will just be everywhere dying in mass, and the news will say it's good, and everyone will love it, roll their sleeves up and say, I'm ready. I'm ready to lose 20 IQ points. I'm ready to have my organs shut down. I'm ready to have convulsions. I'm ready to be paralyzed. Give me the shot right here. It's going to be one hell of a ride. Ha ha!
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're simulcasting now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Living Color, and on screen we'll put a few of these articles, but it's not just the flu shot. Don't forget the Associated Press from 2 days ago that says polio surge in Nigeria after vaccine virus mutates. So we've got that going on. And I think about how it killed so many people in the 1976 swine flu outbreak, which started at a military base after they vaccinated troops. So after they vaccinate troops, all of this happens. And it's just, it's so obvious what they're doing. And they've been caught, the United Nations has been caught over and over again, adding hormones to vaccines to sterilize people. They've been caught over and over again carrying these type of things out. And then, of course, you have this article from the Mail Online, from the Sunday Mail. You also have the London Telegraph, BBC. Only a few papers in the U.S. reported on this. That's a whole other facet of this. Shouldn't this be top news everywhere? that they knowingly are covering up the fact that the flu shot is killing large numbers of people that it's tested on because of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an autoimmune response basically in the brain, and the brain shuts down and people stop breathing. And there's a whole bunch of brain disorders proven to be caused by vaccines. Swine flu jab link to killer nerve disease. Leaked letters reveals concern of neurologist over 25 deaths in America just in the test. A warning that the new swine flu jab is likely to be a deadly nerve disease and has been linked to it has been sent by the government to senior neurologist in a confidential letter. Let me read that again. A warning that the new swine flu jab is linked to a deadly nerve disease has been sent by the government to senior neurologist in a confidential letter. The letter from the Health Protection Agency, the official body that oversees public health, has been linked to the mail on Sunday, has been leaked to them, leading to demands to know why the information has not been given to the public before the vaccination of millions of people, including children, begins. Again, the letter, this is so important, I'm reading it twice. The letter from the Health Protection Agency, the official body that oversees the public health, has been leaked to the mail on Sunday, leading to demands to know why the information has not been given to the public before the vaccination of millions of people, including children, begins. And they're trying to now condition the public that it's the law in Germany, in England, in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, all over the Western world, that you must take the shots. And it's being run by the World Health Organization. They picked the vaccine. They direct its use. They declared level six. The same UN that's been caught sterilizing people and putting HIV in vaccines and polio in vaccines on record. They were caught again last year, and UN programs giving people polio shots are killing people again. You get the shot, you die from it, from polio. And the AP goes, well, you still need it even though it might kill you. And yeah, it's an accident. Yeah, Hitler accidentally had a mustache. Hitler accidentally wore black uniforms. Hitler accidentally was a Nazi. Birds accidentally fly. Ducks accidentally quack. I mean, I'm just sick of how they just calmly report, oh, yeah, you know, over and over. I see this every few months where different UN programs in Latin America, Asia, Africa, Europe give people the polio, give people HIV, give people bird flu, give people Ebola. The Gardasil's killing masses of people. And it's like, yeah, it kills you. But usually you only have convulsions and get paralyzed. The women are like, good, I want my daughter to have it. In fact, we ought to pull up a Gardasil ad. One of these, my daughter's one less. Yeah, one less that's living. Oh. Now, there's Irish Health. There's the Irish newspaper. Swine flu vaccine warning to neurologists. But you won't see this in our newspapers because we're the brain-damaged people that take whatever they're told. I mean, that's why the public, folks, when you're, look, I'm convinced. In the last 10 years, people are more brain-damaged. I mean, I talk to adults now, and they can barely tie their shoes. They can't stay on task. I mean, is it that they're watching TV all day, or is it the government document how they wanted to sterilize us and dumb us down with chemicals in the water and vaccines? Eco-science. No, they're doing it. I mean, look at everybody. Look what they've done to us. And the public's going to go out and get it. That's why you got people who are 25 years old with Alzheimer's now. I mean, almost everybody I know that takes flu shots who's above 50 can't even hardly talk. They just kind of... Unlock the government. I mean, literally, what? This is incredible. But they don't advertise it's dangerous, so people don't know. Yeah, my neighbor's 40. He's got cancer. The kid down the street's 9. He's dying of cancer. Yeah, my daughter's got cancer. You know, here in my office, we have multiple people whose girlfriends and family members who are 21, 25, 30 years old are dying of cancer. I mean, it's just the way things are now, you know. Pretty soon the kids will say, Mommy, is it true kids didn't used to live in wheelchairs and have to be on drugs? No, that's a conspiracy theory, honey. You know, everyone's always been in a wheelchair and taking 14 injections a day and taking all these pills, THX-113A. Everyone's always had injectors strapped onto their arms. In fact, where's that London Guardian? I kept meaning to get to that, and Rob Dew came in with it. Here's the London Guardian. And I have the Wall Street Journal saying it's a mental illness to want to purify your water. Now, folks, isn't that creepy when the establishment's telling you it's mentally ill to eat healthy and drink clean water? These people mean business, ladies and gentlemen. They mean real business. It's now mentally ill if you don't want to eat GMO. You're now mentally ill. I'll put it down here so you can get a screenshot for folks with the document cam. Healthy food obsession sparks rise in new eating disorder. You know, I've been eating a lot healthier the last 6 months and lost 37 pounds. Other than breaking out, something I hadn't done since I was a teenager, it's been great. As all these toxins come out of me, I feel like I'm 18 again or something. I feel great, though. So it says, healthy food obsession sparks rise in new eating disorder. I'm mentally ill because last night I just had an organic cheese sandwich and a salad. I'm mentally ill. They now have orthorexia. See, that's the new disease if you want to eat healthy. You need to be put on drugs. You're mentally ill if you want to eat salads. And they have all these new diseases where if you believe in a world government, you're mentally ill. Sufferers like to focus on righteous eating and have rigid rules about avoiding certain foods. Oh, my gosh, they are bad people. Don't worry, though, the priest class of the control freaks, they've got some deadly fluoride-based pills that actually eat holes in your brains. You eat this, you won't worry about nothing. Just take some pills. Be like all the kids on Prozac and Ritalin with the brain shrinkage, the heart swelling, the heart palpitations, all the deaths. Absolutely. Read all those deadly chemicals. Read the insert about all the things it does to you. And then you're normal, though, if you want to eat those pills. But if you want to eat a salad, man, you're red. You're radical. Oh, man. Dude, I know a dude that only eats organic food, man. He's, like, really dangerous. God, he's radical. You need to put him in the funny farm. Yeah. He doesn't like eating GMO salmon with cockroach and human genes. Yeah. Yeah, man, he's weird. Dude, he's weird. They advertise all over the country with beef you can get delivered to your house, and it says grass-fed beef. It's so weird. The media does pieces about how that's weird. Cows eating grass. Man, that's radical too, dude. What's normal is grinding up the dead cows and dead dogs and dead farm animals, but also your dog dies at the vet. You didn't know they sell it to a facility that's ground into dog food and other animal food, and they mix them all in these awful slurries is what they're called. That's what the term awful means, just the guts out of an animal. And they grind it all up, and they feed that to cows. Then they wonder why the cows get mad cow and start growing crystals in their tissue. In their bones and in muscle that's anywhere near the spinal cord or other central bone structures. See, there's weirdos who say we shouldn't feed rotten animals to cows. They're so radical. I mean, these people are dangerous. Of course cows are only supposed to eat meat. Rotten meat at that. Man, I'm glad I'm not one of these people that thinks you should eat healthy. I mean, and I'm glad I'm not one of these people that, it's just so radical. See, the elite know there's revolution against them because they got humanity so far down the line of accepting dehumanization and poison and vaccines and cancer viruses and all the things they do that finally we got people to wake up from the trance. And more are waking up, and as other people wake up from the trance, it's accelerating. So they're coming out and using all the peer pressure they can. It's mentally ill to not want world government. It's mentally ill to not eat GMO food. It's mentally ill to drink filtered water. Don't do it. And people are going, I don't believe a word you say. And then they're reading, wait, you mean the flu shot's killing people that take it? You mean the government knew this and is doing it again? That's in the articles. You mean the government's putting polio in the polio shots? You mean the White House science czar said they wanted to do this decades ago and now they are? See, people are waking up.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Tex Mars is coming up the next hour. Dr. Russell Blaylock is with us now for the next 35 minutes or so. We'll get him back up the next few weeks for a full hour or two to take phone calls. He is a board-certified neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer, attended LSU School of Medicine in New Orleans, and completed his general surgery internship and neurosurgical residency at the Medical University of South Carolina at Charleston, South Carolina. And he ran the neurosurgery program there. He is the inventor of some of the most famous modern forms of brain surgery. It's a very long bio. He's a top brain surgeon and neurologist, so not just in brain surgery, but also overall brain science. He's with us for the next 35 minutes. Doctor, you got on the line before we went to break, and you were laughing during the break saying, yeah, that's right. Don't don't filter your water, and don't eat organic food. They're now not just in the London Guardian, but all over U.S. television saying it's mentally ill to not want to take your vaccines, to want to eat clean food, to want to filter your water. I mean, this is really getting crazy, Doctor.
Well, they're obsessed with people, avoiding these toxins. The science on the toxicity of fluoridation of water is just extensive. Even the National Academy of Science has completed a huge study which confirmed everything we've been saying in the research literature about toxicity of fluoride. And I wrote a paper along with Czechoslovakian scientists, which is a comprehensive review of the toxicity of fluoride that collects all the research known on it. So, the research is so extensive, it's ridiculous that we're still adding fluoride water, plus the fact that they admit that it has nothing to do with reducing cavities. Even the American Dental Association has admitted that drinking fluoride in water does not reduce cavities one bit. But they're still doing it. Well, you have to ask, why are you doing it then? So that leaves it open to a lot of interpretation why they're doing it. Same thing with organic food. What they did is test the protein content and a few other contents of food and compare them and say, well, there was no real difference. What they didn't test is the most important part of the plant, that's the flavonoids. There's a significant difference in the two and in the difference of toxins in the food.
So they didn't test the ring structures, the trace minerals, the cofactors. They didn't test the GMO alterations that are in the GMO.
All this is left out. And, of course, this is the way modern political lies science does. If you work for government or you work for institutes that are promoting programs, they just manipulate the science, release it to the press. The press regurgitates it. And then all the true scientists out there saying it's a bunch of baloney, they never get interviewed. Their material will never appear in the, before the public eye. That's just the way they do things. Same thing with the vaccine. What we know about vaccines is so frightening that the public knew it. I don't think anyone would submit their child to be injected with these things.
Well, yes, sir. This is a short segment. I want to come back in the next and just sit back and have you go over. They keep accidentally, in quotes, putting live polio in the shots that are killing people all over the world. They keep, in quotes, accidentally, they say, oh, yeah, the 76 and now this new flu, as you know, vaccine, is killing people with degenerative nerve diseases, and there's a whole family of those, which for the listeners, so you can speak on that. But just briefly, I'm not on some elite high horse. I don't think of myself, Dr. Blaylock, as a brain surgeon like yourself, BlaylockReport.com. You know the old pun, he's as smart as a brain surgeon. I just have a good memory. And talking to the public, people around me, I went to a water park this weekend, the public looks like they've been poisoned. Kind of like if you look at cows and say, those cows don't look healthy. They look drugged out. They act mentally retarded. And is it watching the TV? I mean, we know the studies show that a lot of TV watching can even lower the brain waves over time, retard people's development, kind of put them into a zombie state. But you're the expert on this. But just as a medical doctor and observing people practicing for, 30 years, have you noticed that it seems like people are becoming mentally retarded?
Well, what I have noticed, which I remarked to my office staff, I said, I can't believe the number of young people that are coming in to me saying they're having trouble with their memory. I said, when I was growing up, I never heard a complaint that you had trouble with your memory. It was, and when you were young, you could remember everybody's phone number, everybody's name. I could remember where every book in my library was. I could turn to any page. But more and more people are having difficulty with memory and cognitive function that are very young. And something is going on. And I think it's...
Environmental influence. Stay there. I want to talk more about that. Dr. Russell Blaylock, BlaylockReport.com. We really are thankful to have him, this eminent scientist, on with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
Okay, Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon, neuroscience expert, joining us right now. We were getting into if people knew how deadly vaccines were, they would never take them. It does seem that's starting to come out. I'm sure, because I've seen you writing on it, for years you've talked about all these degenerative diseases of the brain associated with different things in the vaccines, not just the one that's making headlines right now that they're talking about, but a whole group of these. But for listeners that just now joined us, one of the headlines is swine flu jab link to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concerns of neurologist over 25 deaths in America just in the trials and how to keep this secret from the public. And then I have a whole other big stack, top virologist, a whole bunch of top brain scientists, neurosurgeons, are saying the same thing in Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany. They're saying it has live cancer viruses in it. I mean, this is just wild stuff, but I want you to get into that, doctor. But first, finishing up the break, cut you off, is the sluggishness, the additives, the vaccines, the chemicals in the water, is it a cocktail of those? Because, yeah, I mean, I guess retarded isn't the word. It's more of a sluggishness, a almost a glazed over? Or is it a mix of watching 4.5 hours of TV a day? We're a very passive population. I mean, what is it? Because I look at old black and white photos. I look at old family Super 8 video or video or film shot 20, 30, 40 years ago of my family. They're alive. They look awake. I mean, it's not nostalgia. Something real is going on there. What is taking the spark out of people from your research?
Well, I think if we look at it, and a lot of scientists are beginning to agree with this, is a number of environmental assaults on people, things like fluoride in water, the heavy use of pesticides and herbicides. It's all in the atmosphere. You know, when they study people, look at their fat content of these chemicals, they find something like 80 to 110 different organic chemicals from industry and pesticides and herbicides in their tissues. All of the vaccinations, we give 40, 50, 60 vaccines by the time a child enters college. They're just being vaccinated to death. Well, I do rather intense research in the literature, collecting all that's known from our research in the neuroscience of vaccination and what it does. Well, there's this compelling evidence that these vaccines, the way they're being given, is producing a state of chronic brain inflammation. And that when your brain is chronically inflamed, it produces depression, it produces disorientation, confusion, difficulty thinking clearly, this clouded thinking in your mind, fatigue, abnormal behavior, even violent behavior, criminal behavior, suicide, addictions. The list just goes on and on, and this is all well demonstrated in the scientific literature. The problem is it's never discussed because of the pressure and the power of those that are promoting these vaccines in our children. For instance, the average child is getting 36 vaccines by the time they start school. That is an enormous assault on the brain by this vaccine. And the process by which they do it, that is spacing them every 2 months and giving 5 and 6 and 7 vaccines at each office visit, produces an enormous activation of the brain's immune system in a prolonged way. And each section segment of that vaccination process produces a real hyperintense brain inflammation that in some children produces autism, some ADHD, some have seizures, some have other neurological dysfunction. Well, this whole flu vaccine thing, they're planning on doing 3 serial vaccines within 21 days. Well, if you look at the neuroscience of that, that produces a rather significant prolonged brain inflammation, particularly with the adjuvant they're going to use, which is called MF59 and ASO3, which contains squalene. Squalene is associated with a very high incidence of autoimmune disorders, particularly of the brain, for instance, producing a multiple sclerosis-like syndrome.
Some of the best evidence was when they guinea pigged a few years ago the anthrax shots to see what would happen with the troops in different levels, and it killed quite a few of them.
Well, it caused a 200% increase in ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a fatal disorder. So they finally admitted that. It took a long time to get them admitted. I remember a lieutenant colonel testifying before Congress, and he was in the middle stages of ALS and eventually died. It took a lot of pressure before they admitted, yes, the vaccine caused these soldiers to die from this horrible disease. Well, it's not the only disease that's neurological. This Guillain-Barré ascending paralysis that you talked about. Well, in 1976, there were over 500 reported cases, but there were probably 10 or 100 times a greater number of cases that were never reported because it's not a reportable disease. You don't have to report it. They had 3 elderly people died in 1 vaccination center in 1 day after receiving the vaccine. And they're doing the same thing now they did back then. It's the bait and switch. They tested 1 vaccine and then gave millions of people a different vaccine. That's exactly what they admit they're planning to do now. I have in Nature magazine an interview with the head of the U.S. Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-C-I. And they asked him a series of questions. One was, what are you going to do to test this vaccine? They said, well, we have five tests. And they said, well, are you going to put the adjuvant in the vaccine to test it? He said, no, we're going to test it without the adjuvant on children and pregnant women and other people. And then he said, well, are you going to use the adjuvanted vaccine when you actually give it to people? He said, yeah. So they're testing one vaccine and it's going to give a different vaccine. It's the adjuvant, the powerful immune stimulant that produces most of the complications that are associated with vaccination. And the next question, he said, are you going to test adjuvant in children? And he said, and I quote, I don't think anybody has really good data on adjuvants in children. And decision that we will not give it, give the adjuvanted flu vaccine to kids, we don't have time to collect substantial data. In other words, during the test, but when the vaccine comes out, the children will get vaccines with adjuvant in it.
Now, Dr. Blaylock, just to interrupt you, talking to yourself and other scientists, other medical doctors, other brain surgeons and neurologists, more and more we're realizing that, yes, mercury and aluminum are bad, do build up, do cause problems when it's directly put in the bloodstream. No different from eating fish and it goes through you and is bound to the other, other things in the food. So most of it, it leaves the body. Again, I'm not here being a doctor. I'm just going off what doctors have said. Do you agree with a lot of the literature coming out that mercury overall is somewhat of a red herring, that it's really the autoimmune inflammation, not just in the brain, but even in other organs, that's being associated with burning out the pancreas, attacking the liver, attacking the stomach walls, the intestinal walls, the brain, just basically the whole body?
Well, you know, all of this has been proven, and we know that mercury, even in infinitesimally small doses, powerfully increases brain inflammation, activates the brain's immune system, which is destructive of brain connection.
Oh, so mercury is the adjuvant. Okay, so I always thought that mercury was the preservative. Okay.
Well, it is the preservative, but it also produces a high incidence of autoimmunity. See, they never mention that mercury does this effect when they talk about it. But it's well demonstrated. There's no question. I mean, it's accepted that in infinitesimally small doses, it produces significant brain disruption. It collects in the brain and stays there a lifetime. For instance, a child in the past was given 36 vaccines, most of which contain mercury. Each one of those doses accumulated in the brain for a lifetime, plus whatever they ate, whatever they breathed in the air, whatever was in their food was added to it. This was totally ignored. All of this stuff you hear about, well, we prove that vaccines, mercury has no relation to disease, is an absolute lie, and they know it. It's in the scientific literature. I write about it. It's in my articles on my website. I've published a number of articles on this. All the references are there. So they know it. They know all of these things.
Well, doctor, let me ask you a layman's question and then go in other directions about this upcoming shot and what this Guillain-Barré's is, you know, compared to the ALS and the other things you were talking about, and all these new neurodegenerative diseases that I guess give the brain doctors a lot of work, but is really being generated by this and other environmental factors that you were discussing. When you've engaged in brain surgeries, when you've done slides of tissue or biopsies, I've seen, just as a layman in medical journals, the incredible heavy metal plaques, the other plaques that are involved. Can you ever even say in an older person's brain that's had a large diet of heavy metals or worked in toxic factories or had a lot of shots, can you even see that in slides with the naked eye? Or what does it look like under a magnifying glass or under a microscope?
Well, you don't see the metals directly, but you see the results of the metal. And, of course, they carefully measure these metal contents in the different parts of the brain have demonstrated, for instance, in Alzheimer's disease, there's a significant elevation of mercury in the part of the brain affected in Alzheimer's patients. They also have higher blood mercury levels than the population without the disorder. So most of these things have been carefully confirmed and measured. The aluminum content of the brain has been measured. radio labeled the aluminum in vaccine and traced it going from the site of the injection in the muscle into the brain. So we know that the aluminum from the vaccine ends up in the brain. So you can't argue about that. That's in the PubMed medical journals and quite well demonstrated. So the evidence is there in just enormous amounts. It's just being ignored, and the media is in a state of confusion. They're listening to the people who are selling this stuff, and they won't listen to those of us who have researched it carefully. Now, back to your neurological diseases, I will wager if they do what they're planning on doing, you will see tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of cases of Guillain-Barré and other neurological damage in pregnant women. Their children are going to be damaged. Children are going to be damaged, so they're planning on vaccinating babies with this stuff. And they even ask them, what do you think the effect will be of giving free vaccines? Let me give you his answer to that question. We don't know. That's the beginning of his answer. We don't know what it'll do. We don't know what happens when you combine vaccines with different viruses in it. Well, the virologists know. The viruses start exchanging their genetics. They develop hybrids. They develop new viruses that produce new diseases. So he's lying. And all of this nonsense, the big scare is coming. Of course, there's not many people dead in the world. This has been a pretty mild flu. They asked him, well, if the virus is mutating, what good will the vaccine do? And he says, we've been checking the molecular and genetic makeup of these viruses all over the world. It has not changed one bit.
That is a complete lie. I mean, it's all over the news that a month ago in 1 week there were 5 new mutations at one lab just in Houston. Sir, clearly you went over the medical journals and the facts, Dr. Blaylock, that they know what all this is doing. When we look at Paul Ehrlich and John P. Holdren, both presidential advisors, one of them the head science czar for those out there just now tuning in, they openly say sterilize people through the vaccines, sterilize them through the water. Other UN documents, like their biological diversity assessment, say use chemicals to brain damage the public. Nobel Prize winners that we've quoted and covered in my film, Endgame, like Bertrand Russell, said, we will inject the public with heavy metals and brain damage the lower classes to be our servants. As a brain surgeon, as a neurologist, looking at this, knowing they're lying, knowing they know that one shot of the flu vaccine, what the reports are, 3 flu shots, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's in the studies. So they, if they know what they're doing, then the question is, why are they doing it? Is this part of the larger Brave New World, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, they're planning on giving the vaccine to 4.9 billion people worldwide. They have been caught in the past giving vaccines that were specifically designed to produce infertility in African women. The women caught on, wouldn't take the vaccine. They tested the vaccine and found out they had put antitrophoblastic antigen in it with a specific goal of producing infertility. So they have been caught using a tetanus vaccine. They also used it in Central America to do that one thing and produce infertility for population control. If you read the literature going back all the way to 1910, this has been an obsession with the Rockefeller Carnegie Group, is control of population growth and to reduce the population of the world. Who was the great funder of molecular science throughout history and all the way up to the present day? It's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and now the Ford Foundation. So you have major foundations worth hundreds of billions of dollars that have been pouring their money into the science with that goal in mind. They're eugenicists. And as I said in one of your other programs, if you read Lily Kay's book on the history of molecular science, she specifically says that was always their goal, social engineering and control of population. So I'm not surprised that they would use the vaccine on 4.9 billion people worldwide with that goal in mind.
Well, I agree with you. It's this specific vaccine already causing deaths in the trials, with secret memorandums in the federal government to keep that secret. I would say this is the most suspect vaccine because they've been caught in the past adding the sterilants and other things to the larger programs. That just makes sense if you're coming from their perspective.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of people are catching on. A third of the nurses in Britain said they won't take the vaccine. More and more people are concerned about this. And we haven't even covered some of the major things like the contamination with cancer-causing viruses, unknown viruses, neurotrophic cell viruses. All of this is talked about in a closed meeting among virologists, but the general public has no clue as to the occurrence of all of this.
Dr. Russell Blaylock, final segment with you straight ahead. We'll get you on for an extended interview in the next few weeks. This information couldn't be more important.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We are back live. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers their eugenics master plan. You're hearing Dr. Blaylock, famous brain surgeon, researcher, neurologist, here telling you the same information. There is nothing more important than this info. We're going to get him on for a long interview in the next 2 weeks. Really honored to have him on with us. The website is blaylockreport.com, BlaylockReport.com. A lot of friends and family won't listen to you or me or when we give them medical reports or when you give them German news and British news about how it's killing people and full of cancer viruses. But if they see a YouTube video of this interview or you send them one of his books or articles or materials from blaylockreport.com, you may save a life. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day about, he told this guy, you know, don't give your kid those shots, third round of shots. His son's brain damaged now, doesn't talk. This is a holocaust. It's by design. We got 3.5 minutes left, Dr. Blaylock. In closing, they're talking about martial law, forced inoculations. The Governor's Association has sent a letter saying we don't want to be under DOD control. They're announcing 400,000 troops to now occupy. That's The Hill newspaper, NAP. And then, as you said, the cancer viruses, all the other areas. I mean, this is insane. Your comments on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, according to the World Health Organization, we come under IHR 2500, which says that they have the legal right to control the response to public health emergencies in the United States of America. So we are signatories to that, and therefore they have the right to carry out any measures they want and to recommend to our government what measures need to be taken on a state level. Well, all the plans have been worked out, as you say. They're using the excuse of the troops and the response of the military as to control riots of people who want to get the vaccine, which I thought was rather humorous rather than being the other way around as people who don't want to get it.
Well said.
And
what about the cancer virus angle? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's Dr. Martin, who is a virologist and does a lot of research in this area, and he's discovered what is stealth viruses, which is now a lot of research around the world on stealth viruses. But these are viruses that are not picked up by routine testing. They take very meticulous testing to demonstrate it. But these vaccines are filled with stealth viruses that can produce brain disorders decades after you've been injected, or cancer. There's cancer-causing viruses that are known inside of these vaccines. Many of these viruses aren't even tested for, and they allow Novartis, the main vaccine people, to be the ones who's going to determine how it's tested. They're not even tested by outside agencies. So there's a great deal of danger involved here.
Do you think the establishment's going to get away with this? I mean, as you said earlier, it looks like people everywhere are waking up, but these eugenicists are just so bold.
Well, they are, but, you know, with these town hall meetings, they've seen how the public can react against these things, and I think it'll take a reaction like that to bring this to a halt. Once people understand that the vaccine is the big danger, not the flu.
Well, Congressman Brown, Congressman Paul, former Congressman Dick Armey are all saying in major newspapers that they may use this for martial law. So it's not just Dr. Russell Blaylock or Alex Jones or, you know, us saying this from the wilderness. The good news is people are waking up. So maybe this push to make us take shots is an attempt to really try to force us to go along with what they're doing and try to put the genie back in the bottle. But I don't think that's going to happen. Dr. Blaylock, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's BlaylockReport.com. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
You bet. We'll have him back in 2 weeks. Text Mars straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.